Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 4, we were taught about the danger of going too far in our unbelief, that we will lose our rewards. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, we're reminded of the crowns promised for things as the incorruptible crown. That's for a person who lives a life that is separated from the worldliness and unrighteousness that so abounds in this day. And then there is a crown of rejoicing. This is for witnessing the gospel to an unsaved world. I believe that in part it's what we do in the help of missions and foreign missions, but it's also our personal witness. Then there's the crown of righteousness, doing the work, not quitting, giving your best all the way. And then there's the crown of life. This has to do with enduring trials, doing so patiently in love. Sometimes the crown of life is referred to as the lover's crown, and you read about it in James chapter 1, verse 12. Then there's the crown of glory, for edifying of the saints, is found in 1 Peter 5, 2 through 4. But we also see there is a warning of coming short of the reward, coming short of the crown, being like the children of Israel in the wilderness, delivered, saved from Egypt, which is a picture of the world, but not entering into the promised blessings because of our unbelief. Now, the warning in this verse, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. This warning in Greek is called an aorist subjective used as an imperative. Now, doesn't that sound smart? Well, it simply means this. It forbids an action which is not really in progress and commands that it not be started. Don't ever start it. Now, should seem to come short of it is in the continual action mode, which means there's an over and over, again and again, failure. As we saw with the children of Israel in the wilderness, remember what happened to them? They go a couple of days after they get out of the Red Sea and seeing the great miracles that had happened in Egypt and then the sea parting and then covering the Egyptian army. I mean, all these great miracles. And within a few days after crossing, they came complain about there's nothing to eat. Okay. And so what happens? God sends them manna. A few days later, they're murmuring again. This time there's no water. And so there comes water to them out of the brook. And so it was complaint after complaint. They get to the mount, and then Moses goes up into the mount for 40 days. And while he's up there, they decide, well, let's say that this golden calf, let's make it, and we'll dedicate it unto God. And we'll have our own way of worship that'll be more in line with modern day. We'll get our drums going. We'll dance. We'll drink. We've got liberty to drink and get some of that alcohol in us, and then we can get up and dance and praise God and take off our clothes and just be real happy because we've got liberty. Well, of course, they didn't have liberty just like we don't today. And, of course, they were applying liberty to the flesh like many mistakenly do today. They applied liberty to the flesh to do what it wants instead of to apply liberty to the spirit to see that we're freed from Egypt. Well, they went through the golden calf. And God kept giving them opportunities and promises. Finally, the spies are sent into the promised land. And they come back with their evil report. And instead of accepting Joshua and Caleb's report, they go with the other. And what happens? Well, now they lose their reward. My friend, you may have fallen here and there. Get up. Don't stop. Don't stop and give up in defeat. You get back up and go for Christ. Just understand, there does come a point where God says, okay, that's it. That's it. And you come short of what God really wanted for you. Now, this is kind of like a will. You inherit a certain amount, but there's stipulations on the will. For example, some wills will say, well, they must be married, or they must be 21, or they must go to college, or something else. The promise of this heavenly rest in New Jerusalem is in the last will and testament of our Lord. Our business as inheritors is to lay claim to that rest in separation from sin, Satan, and the flesh by an obedient walk with the Lord. Yes, we must be separated from the world, but we must also walk in obedience. Let every man who would avoid a return to his former iniquity be very careful to avoid every new sin. It's like a blow to a broken leg or a burden to a crushed arm. Every little thing disorders the new health and the unfinished recovery. So be careful. Just be careful. You see, there's not a danger of losing salvation, but there is a danger of losing reward. And lost reward cannot be regained later when you're in eternity. And we know that some of the children of Israel said, we're going to go back to Egypt. And they were prevented from doing so. Well, that's a picture of the relationship with Jesus Christ. Once he delivers us from sin, once he saves us from sin, once he gives us everlasting life, he won't allow us to go back. That's why there is a sin unto death, the Bible tells us in 1 John 5, that there's an area where God will actually physically kill your body so your spirit doesn't go any worse into its sin, and you're just taken on home. Of course, in that case, you're saved so as by fire. Now, what you need to understand, God planned the wilderness experience as a necessary stage on the way to the promised land. What the wilderness was to Israel, the world is to us. Now, as we treat the Bible, so we treat God and his dear Son. You turn your back upon the Bible, you're turning your back upon God. If you want to get rid of God's Holy Spirit, get rid of the Bible in your life. You see, the Bible is the voice of the Holy Spirit of God to finite men, men as you and men as myself. You see, my friend, out in the great arena of a Christ-rejecting world, where man has turned his back on God and on the divine revelation in the Scriptures, we're to stand up and be counted. Be not ashamed of being a Bible-loving and Bible-believing Christian. Don't allow the scorning remarks of the unbelieving world, both secular and religious, to silence your testimony for the cause of Christ Jesus our Lord. The church is in trouble today, my friend, because the Bible has no authority over the conduct and the practice of a rising generation. Instead, we seem to be dead set on claiming that we have liberty to fulfill every lust of the flesh. Now, let me tell you something, and I'm not going to make an apology for saying this, but when the commands of God seem unreasonable to a Christian, that Christian is backslid. Worldly men are concerned for nothing beyond present enjoyments or present things involving this life. So I hope that you understand that, and I hope that you know that, because these are important things. These are things with which you and I, we need to deal with them, and we need to deal with them closely. You see, we are Christians. We claim to know the Lord. But we better learn how to walk with God. We need to learn how to talk with God as His people. Are you walking? Are you talking with the Lord? It's a very important question, and it is a good question. In Christ, we have everything we need for this sojourn in life's wilderness. Now, it's a serious thing to not walk in obedience to the Word of God in this life's wilderness. We should not want to worship the calf as the children of Israel did in the wilderness. We need not to desire to eat the world's dainties and engage in Egypt's pleasures, fighting the religious wars at our own discretion, not God's. You see, too many Christians have a notion that failure to enter into all God has for them is regrettable, but not serious. But the shame at His appearing, the loss of reward not affecting us, tells me that many have not comprehended the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Now, listen to 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 12. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Now, when He says the heart of man, He's talking about unregenerate men. So often we read that verse and say, oh boy, heaven's just so great, we can't fathom just how great it is. And there's truth in that, but that's not what the meaning of the verse is, because the next verse shows that. He says, it's not entered into the heart of man, the things He's prepared for them that love Him. Verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.